Hello, listeners. Now, this is a bit topsy-turvy because we've already recorded the show, but where we recorded it on a Sunday, and I can bar the charts on a Sunday, as you'll hear later on, I had to do the sort of charts afterwards, but put them in first, if that makes sense. So, here we go. At number 30, down 2, is The Oncoming Storm, and at 29, down 2, The Gallifrey Spelt Wrong DW Podcast. Number 28, up 1, Ian Todd's Universe of Podcasts. Number 27, down 1, The Sonic Toolbox. Number 26, down 1, The Coltham Collective. And 28 as a re-entry for Dirty Hewers. 24, down 5, Under the Miniscope. 23, down 5, Earth Station 1. Non-mover at number 22 with Travelling the Vortex. 21, down 5, Tim's Take On. Into the top 20 with a non-mover, The Blue Box Podcast at number 20. Number 19, down 4, for Staggering Stories. Number 18, re-entry for The 2-Minute Time Lord. Another re-entry at number 17 with The Time Vault. And another one at number 16 with The Big Finish Podcast. Number 15, a re-entry, Earth Station Who. Number 14, non-mover, Doctor Who Revisited. Number 13, a re-entry for A Madman with a Box. Number 12, a re-entry, Hyperball's Who Hype. Number 11, re-entry for The Doctor's Companion. Number 10, into the top 10 with a re-entry, The Pharos Project. Number 9, up 4, Doctor Who, Who's He? Number 8, down 1, the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast. Number 7, re-entry, The TARDIS Tavern. A non-mover at number 6 with Impossible Podcasts. Up 3 at number 5, The Memory Cheats. Up 1 at number 4, DWO WhoCast. Up 1 at number 3, Tin Dog Podcast. Up 1 at number 2, Radio Free Scaro. And up 1 to number 1, The Doctor Who Podcast. And here is the 20 megabyte Doctor Who Podcast. Sorry about the sound quality when Robert joins the show. Once again, let down by bad connections. Enjoy.
Services in association with who1.co.uk presents the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Hello and welcome to the 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast number 121. I'm Adam, and with me this week is Kirby Bartlett Sloan.
Hello, it seemed like you almost forgot what the podcast was called.
Reese Half Asleep Parton.
Good morning.
And introducing Mary Blitzlang.
Hi, another American.
Yes, I won't be calling you Mary Blitzlang every week because there's too many people with three names on the moment. Sorry, I left there. Oh, I'll just knock the microphone. Yes, hello everybody. It's Sunday evening.
Monday morning.
Well, yes. And Sunday afternoon.
Monday afternoon.
Yes, the trouble is, I've got to bear in mind, I might not be talking as loudly as normal because I don't want to upset a certain person.
You don't want your laptop flung across the room?
I don't know what you're implying by saying that.
Is that a new euphemism?
Essentially, yes. Right, now I'm going to try something. Oh, I'm feeling a bit mischievous this evening. One, because... I don't know if you saw the little post I put on Facebook, which Wendell decided... That's Wendell from the Omega podcast, decided to make a comment on. He really did put the red rag to a bull there, because... I did threaten to try and gate crash the Omega podcast because they're recording as we speak. So, I don't know how that...
Oh, we could.
Yeah, we could, yes. So, I'm just going to see what happens when I try adding the Omega podcast to to the phone call.
The melding of the podcasts.
This could... Oh, yeah, I just clicked on the wrong thing. I'm on the wrong... it's not moving. Oh, there it is now. Sorry. Technical things working out how to use the... Apple
and it's
mouse.
Swindle who's recording this week and not the other guys.
Swindle. Right, here we go. See what happens. Probably get bounced. They won't like this because they're probably recording. They're probably recording a really interesting bit of their podcast, and then they suddenly get a call come through.
I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah. Oh, look, they're not answering it. They said they're recording for another half an hour. Chickens. Oh, well, I've got another idea. They're obviously not going to answer it. Oh, no. Hang on.
But it's making, I'm sure it's making that funny noise.
What funny noise is that?
The one that you were wondering about a couple of weeks ago.
But I've got another person I can call.
Oh?
Yeah, let's see if this works.
Yes, and you're right, Kirby. Because when I heard those noises, too, and Adam was wondering what they were, I'm thinking, it's people coming online!
Yes, indeed. Let's see what happens here.
I like the way we had one just at the end of the episode, after we all say goodbye.
Yes.
I think Dozy upstairs has not realised that her phone's buzzing or ringing or something like that.
I have that problem with my daughters.
Do you? Do you say that just because they're in the room with you? I can't even see.
Yes.
What's the matter with me?
Oh. I try and
text Alicia, them. Are you there?
Whoa.
What do you mean, whoa?
good evening.
Hello, Alicia. Are we disturbing your evening entertainment?
Yeah, I'm watching film.
Film Ma?
Yeah.
Hopefully it's Doctor Who.
No, it's Coraline.
Coraline, so you haven't seen that about 50
yeah,
times.
My youngest daughter loves that movie.
I've never watched it before, so I'm watching it now.
Good.
This is probably the most absurd Skype conversation ever, but the fact that you're only about 5 meters away from me as we speak.
But some of us are thousands of meters.
I know, that's the thing, though, isn't it?
Kilometers.
It's mad. At least I can say stuff about her and she can't hit me, or if she, even if she does hit
me. I will run down the stairs and come and hit you on the face. Do you want that?
Oh, you're so tough.
Only if there's video.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Anyway, Alicia, because obviously your little iPhone won't display who's actually on the show at the moment.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, well, so who's on the call then? Go on.
Yeah,
is one of them, yeah?
Yeah, I see
So basically it doesn't, does it?
No,
it doesn't. We've got Mary.
Hi, Alicia.
Hello.
We've got Reese.
Hello.
Hello.
And Kirby.
Hello.
And a collection of Kirby's daughters.
Of just one of them.
Oh, one of them. Julia's there.
Yeah.
Adam, I have an idea for a new podcast.
You do?
If we could get Julia and Mary and Reese and Alicia together, they could call it the teen take on Doctor Who, except it probably wouldn't be on Doctor Who for very long.
No, it would be the miracle podcast.
I wonder what you're talking about.
Well, Reese, you'd be the only one that turns up for it.
Yeah, probably.
I got some audio feedback. If I can get it queued up. Here we go. Now, who is it that couldn't hear this last week?
Me.
You might not be here again then, because I'm just about to play it. This is from somebody.
Hello, 20 Megabyte Podcast. This is Ian Kirk. The Lazarus Experiment by Stephen Greenhorn. Lazarus was a man in the Bible who was brought back to life and then lived a long time. Professor Lazarus built a machine to extend his life. What a strange coincidence. The doctor was being very insensitive with Martha. Then Professor Lazarus was being very insensitive with Lady Thor. Lazarus's machine was a hypersonic chamber. This allowed the doctor to defeat him with a sonic screwdriver. Martha is a medical student. After she hid with the doctor inside the machine, Lazarus seemed to be dead. Why didn't she check him out? Perhaps she always leaves ambulance men to deal with drunks and genetic experiments. I did not like this story much. It reminded me of Tooth and Claw, pointing up the similarity of Love-Struck Rose and Love-Struck Martha. The commentary track on the DVD was by David Tennant and Mark Gatiss. They said the reception party was filmed in the offices of a bank that had never been used. For the scenes on the roof, the cathedral in the background was added by CGI. The scenes inside the cathedral were filmed in Wells Cathedral in Somerset after St. Paul's and Southwark turned them down. The bell tower was built in the studio, and they built a copy of the stone floor in the studio so they could film an extra shot of Professor Lazarus dying on the floor. Lazarus's machine is made from the descent capsule from the Satan pit. Matt Gatiss pointed out there is a mistake on the sign on the TARDIS door. It says officer instead of officers. Welcome to Mary Lang. I hope she has got over her problems with wind. The same goes for magic. In 20 Megabyte episode 120, Adam said that the memory cheats were the first to think of reviewing Doctor Who stories without watching them. I think there was someone on this podcast who used to do that, but he's no longer on the show at the moment.
I have a message for Robert Haynes from William Shatter. Data uplink begins. Data uplink complete. Press 1 to hear the message again. Press 2 to delete.
So that was Ian Kirk. Thank you, Ian, for that feedback. What did you rate that feedback then, Alicia? Alicia, what did you think of that feedback from Ian Kirk?
Yeah, it was very good.
You liked it, did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I can imagine, if you're ever actually going to university, I can just see this is how podcasting, well, this future of this podcast might just go.
Yeah.
We did have to get some more audio feedback. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this one a little bit better.
Not so loud, please. My circuits will never be the same again. But, what a night. Those androids on the 13th floor really know how to party. Connecting you, now.
This is the Cyberlord of the 9th Cyber Legion speaking. 100% genuine Cyberman. None of that Cybus rubbish here. I have picked up a strange transmission, which I cannot compute. Relay, no.
Anyway, right. What was I going to say? Magic, stop that. I thought it might be nice to finish off with an old subject we occasionally cover here on the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
We didn't hear from, Jim the Fish.
He's given up.
My 9th Cyber Legion monitors this entire quadrant of space, but I did not know that Jim the Fish had given up the audio feedback. Adam, of the 20 Megabyte podcast, seems to know more than he is letting on. Hold it a nanosecond. I have detected an intruder on level 9. Prepare to engage. Who are you?
I have a name, but people know me better as the last audio feedback, Saboteur.
What do you want?
I have a question. Where is Jim the Fish?
No, not the chiming clock. Please, anything but that.
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Please, no. I have detected another transmission. It could be the missing audio feedback. Relay, no.
I'm determined to record this audio feedback with no sabotage for a change. So, take 57. As you know from my first audio feedback to the 20 Megabyte podcast, my choice to go in room 101 is the human Dalek. As you can imagine, I can't wait to sink my teeth into Daleks in Manhattan and evolution of the Daleks. But first, I need to find my cloning machine. Ah, Natasha, do you know where my cloning machine is, by any chance?
Why is it, if anything goes missing, you always blame me?
Computer, this is an emergency. Initiate anti-saboteur protection, now. There's something wrong. Oh no. The computer has a virus. Computer, shut down now. It's not responding.
Audio feedback saboteurs are we as full of pizza as can be. We watched Primeval on TV. Our saboteuring's just begun. Find us on Facebook and MSN. Saboteuring's so much fun. Free saboteurs are we. Free saboteurs are We, free saboteurs of the audio feedback, tweet us on Twitter, like us on Facebook. We are the three who always bring bad luck. Free saboteurs, are we? Free saboteurs, are we?
Now that's just taking the mic, Cardo. Cybernetic Analyzer, you are my last hope.
Do you want to know what I thought of Daleks in Manhattan?
Yes.
A devolution of the Daleks?
Yes.
And the human Dalek?
Yes.
They were alright.
I give up. This sabotage is never ending. Well, that's it. I'm resigning from the audio feedback. As of now, I quit. Oh no! The cybernetic analyzer. Its eyes have turned red. Who are you?
I am Cyber Ben.
What do you want?
Information.
You won't get it.
By zip or by zap, I shall. You are prisoner 6.
I am not a prisoner. I am the fish. Jim, the fish.
And that is where the transmission ends.
I'm starting to remember. So, that's what happened.
I was wondering why there were 3 of you.
Why is there only 1 of you?
Could I have notice of that question?
You know what this means.
That I will have to order more pizza.
No, well, yes. But also, it means someone else was sabotaging the audio feedback, and we can't let that happen.
Why not?
Because that's our job. To be continued.
Your message has ended. Have a nice day.
Mary, this doesn't normally happen, does it, guys?
It does happen all the time.
It does. It's all stuff.
You must think I don't listen to your podcast. Of course it does.
No, it doesn't. Absurd notion. Anyway, thank you, Jim the Fish, for that. By the way, Alicia, did you realise that Natasha is based on you?
No, I didn't at all. You've already told me this.
Yeah, but you weren't on the show when I told you.
I just had another daughter enter the room.
Yeah, I was.
Let's see if she wants to say anything.
The daughters are expanding. Oh, and the dogs are sneezing at the moment in the room. Yes, please, please do, please.
Hello?
Hello? Excellent. Go on, Alicia, speak to your teenage compatriots while I try and get my head round the fact that this is a complete and utter disaster.
Can I go and get some nail varnish remover first?
Can you get some nail varnish remover first?
Yeah.
That's really rude.
How's that rude?
We have an opportunity to speak to somebody and then say, and before I'm going to speak to them, I'm going to go off and get some nail varnish remover.
No,
so is this the beginning of the teen take on Doctor Who?
Well, yeah, I'm going to get some nail varnish remover. Yeah, that's it. That's basically the teen take on Doctor
Who. Yeah, but Mum's... Well, it would be helpful if Mum didn't steal it from my room.
Even though it was hers in the first place.
It wasn't hers. I just borrowed it. It's mine. Now
I'll do what you want to do. Anyway, we're going to talk about a Doctor Who episode in a minute called
wait
what?
One sec.
Oh, go on then. I think she's gone off to get some nail varnish remover, listeners. Good grief.
I'm about to do a Reese. Sorry.
Is that what
a
Reese
Robert did? You mean?
Yes, that was definitely a Robert, not a Reese. Dear me.
Excuse
me. I thought my coming on here was going to upgrade the level of humour here.
Honestly, Mary, you'd never hear me doing a thing like that.
We've all got wind troubles.
Lady in the room.
I guess we all have wind troubles of our own.
Well, I would obviously, your wind troubles were legendary last week as we were talking.
Yeah, disconnected your internet.
Yes. Very powerful.
It's impressive.
Yes, I was thinking something came to mind. Oh, yes, I was thinking, yes, listeners. I had this idea, this thing came to my mind. I used to listen to a radio show called The Simon Bates Show a few years ago, in which he used to have a sort of item on his show, which basically was people telling him how they fell in love, and they'd have their tune, and then he'd play their tune after telling a very sad and moving story about how they got together. And I thought, wouldn't it be very nice if people got together in relation to Doctor Who, like Dave Keep and Elizabeth Peloso. And it would be nice to hear their story. Instead of called it your tune, it'd be your who. And we listen to the story. And so if anybody who listens to this show got together because of Doctor Who, send your story in and we'll read it out. And I can guarantee nobody will send anything in. But there you go. Anyway, we're talking about an episode of Doctor Who this week called The Lazarus Experiment. We will talk about other things later on, because I'm sure there's bits of news that you may or may not have heard during the week. I've seen some pictures
there's
anyway.
News.
Yeah, Doctor Who news. I've seen a Sontaran dressed in a suit or dressed like a butler. Anybody seen that?
No.
No.
Oops. May
I've
or not.
I've been watching a lot of Doctor Who recently, but you haven't realised it, Dad. I just haven't told you.
Go on then. What have you been
watching? I've watched the last series. The last series I was just on has been on BBC Three for the past God knows how many weeks, every day.
Has it?
And the Confidentials as well.
The full-length Confidentials?
The full-length Confidentials.
Mm. Have you been paying attention to... I can't speak all
Would
of them.
Would that be the full-length Confidentials?
Yes, that's what I wanted to say.
Was it the full-length Confidentials?
She doesn't
know. Was it Confidentials full-length? Full
Never mind. Anyway, right, so the Lazarus Experiment...
It's got that. How do you say it?
The Lazarus Experiment.
The Lazarus. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, Lazarus. Yes.
Lazarus Experiment. It's got that actor in it that writes stories as well.
Mark Gatiss. Yeah.
So he's been. What other stuff has he been in?
Who, Mark Gatiss?
Yeah.
He was in Sherlock.
The Wedding at River Song.
Sherlock.
Yeah, Wedding at what you just said, Rhys. Anyway, back to the story.
He's in Sherlock.
Yeah, the doctor, yeah. The doctor and Martha decide to go back to Martha's house. And
the doctor and Martha. The doctor decides to take Martha back to her house. Thank you very much.
Just making sure you were listening. And finds a pair of knickers hanging off. What colour were the knickers?
That is not relevant to the story, Dad. He just makes a comment about the knickers.
So why does he pick them up that wasn't relevant to the story?
Because he was saying a usual day-to-day life, knickers or something like that. See? No. See, Prisa, you don't know anything about the story, do you? No.
No, I'm just testing you. Anyway,
no,
so,
you're not.
By the way, the knickers were purple and black. It's striped knickers. Anyway,
why are you looking at Martha's knickers?
Why not?
those pictures on the
go on, Kirby.
There's pictures of a young Martha. I assume that's Freema's actual pictures. I don't know.
I would hope so. I mean, I wouldn't have thought. Yeah, they will be. Yes, it certainly looks a little bit like her. Anyway,
yeah, Alicia, I agree with you. Your dad is spending an awful lot of time on these knickers.
I've moved on from knickers now.
Looking at girls' knickers.
I'm sorry, but you're harking back to
tell Mum about that, Dad. See what she
you're
thinks
harping
about
back
it.
To them. I've moved on from them. Sorry. But anyway. So they talk. They have this little goodbye thing, because I just watched Lazarus on the telly, haven't they? And Lazarus saying he's going to change the human race or something, words to that effect.
Change what it means to be human.
That's the word. Thank you, Reese.
What do you think you're doing, Dad?
What? Jellic's saying what was actually happening in the story. What do you think I'm doing? Ah, silence. Anyway, so the TARDIS...
I don't remember that.
Shush. The TARDIS dematerialises, and Martha looks all sad, and then it rematerialises, and the Doctor pokes his head out and says, did he say, change what it means to be human?
That was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who's tapping the microphone?
Oh, probably Alicia. Usually is.
And if I can interject here...
Please do.
The thing that I loved about this whole episode began here at the beginning, and that was the playing of Martha's theme, which I think is the most beautiful piece of music that Murray Gold has written, and they play it all through the episode, so I just love the episode for the music.
Oh dear, I must admit, I haven't really noticed that. Isn't that awful?
Did they use it before this episode?
Yeah, they've played it before, but he plays the theme and variations on the theme all through this episode. So I could just buy the music and listen to it.
Fair enough. But Reese has already got the music, haven't you, Reese?
Yep.
Yeah, thought you did. Sorry, the Omega podcast are calling in, I think, because it's just popped up on my screen. Oh, or are they? Why is it?
I'm here. How are you guys?
Oh, my goodness me.
Oh, my goodness.
It's an
hello.
Hang on, this is supposed to be the other way around. I was supposed to be gate crashing your podcast.
Well, that's how it works here in the time corridor. It just but we just flop in there.
Obviously, and I will say, listen, that's not me doing an impression of Wendell. That is in fact Wendell.
It is me this time. Yes. How are you doing, Adam?
I can't do a Wes.
Yes, you can.
Nobody can do a Wes.
No, Kirby can. Kirby, do your Wes impression.
I can.
Well, now the phone's ringing. What's going on? Oh, sorry, it's Alicia phoning. Sorry, it's Alicia. Hello?
It's not working.
What's not working?
I can't hear you.
I know, that's because Wendell and Wes have just joined the call. We'll call you back, don't worry.
No, and me. Hello. Call me back.
Hello.
It's not working.
Aww. Oh, well, I'll try again, Alicia.
No, you come up here and sort it out.
Oh, for good God. I'll try and come up this...
Aren't children the greatest?
What? Hungry. Why don't you come down here? It might be a bit easier.
She's hungry.
Pizza.
Alicia, why don't you just come downstairs? It might be easier. And bring your earphones with you.
Yeah, but he could have the Kardashians on in a minute.
Well, you better hurry up then, didn't you? We'll record that rubbish program you just mentioned.
No.
Did she say the Kardashians?
Not those Kardashians. No, I'm not going up there. No, come down here. Come down here.
This is supposed to start.
I'm comfortable up here.
Well, I'm comfortable down here, and I've got all the kit down here.
I could see a sitcom being made of this.
Oh, yes. So like a teenager.
I'll try and record you. Hang up on Skype, and I'll try and record you, dear. Dear. I feel harassed now.
Oh my goodness.
Hello, 20 megabyte podcast. How are you guys?
Hello, Omega podcast.
Hello,
Omega. How are you guys?
I'm
extremely.
Hello, Omega. We're in the middle of recording. So.
Yes, we just about started our little review of Lazarus Experiment. Don't worry, you've just made us miss the rubbish bit, so are you okay? Right, I've got
to
try.
Wes would have quite a bit to say about
Come
that.
On.
Episode.
There's
That's
no
one of his
such
favorites.
Thing as rubbish, Doctor Who. What?
I said rubbish bits. I didn't say rubbish Doctor Who.
No, I love... I think Mark Gatiss as a writer is great. I think him as an actor, I just hate.
Oh, I think it's probably... Some people think...
Except in Sherlock. Sherlock, he's okay, but Doctor Who, not a big fan.
Well, I must admit... I think sometimes... one of his stories was really good, which was The Unquiet Dead, but I haven't been entirely impressed with subsequent stories.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
Yeah. Night Terrors?
Oh, who was that? Just what I would agree.
Oh, that was Liz.
Oh my God, it's Liz.
Oh, hello, Liz.
Hey.
When we time crash another podcast, we really time crash another podcast.
No, I wouldn't be at all surprised you've actually finished recording.
Adam, you're going to have to put a TARDIS sound in there when they came in.
No, that's what the Omega podcast do. Sorry. Have to do the Enterprise swooshing past.
Never heard of it.
Right, Alicia's going to be crying in a minute because I've got to try and work out how to get her added to this call. I think what it was, you lot called in and the Skype kicked her off.
I think you can only.
Well, we just wanted to say hi, guys.
Oh, no, don't go. Don't go.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Lee.
Well, who all is here from the Omega podcast? Wendell and Liz, and who else?
Wes.
Yeah.
Wes, okay.
That Wes chap, yeah. So, have you finished recording your show?
Mary, do you listen to the Omega podcast?
Not regularly, but I do. Oh!
No.
Oh, I will from now on.
Oh, no, you certainly don't have. Don't feel obliged.
It's one
don't
of the
feel
best.
Obligated.
We you just finished recording talking about Resurrection of the Daleks. They had a new special edition DVD that came out earlier in June of 2012 over here.
Yeah. Resurrection of the Daleks. Now, that's the one with Peter Davison, isn't it?
It Correct. Is. Yep. Yes. It's where Tegan. It's her last episode, and she leaves.
Yeah. Oh, that one. Yeah. That's only one, seen that one once.
I'll tell you what about that particular story. And this is pretty boring. I'm not going to say it anyway. Hang on. Is someone trying to get in? I think Magic might. Hang on. I think Magic's trying to get in.
Magic wants to be on.
Oh, no, he's not. No, he's not. I'm imagining things. What did I get up to? Oh yeah. So Peter Davison. Yeah. The that was one of the first stories I recorded off the TV on my VHS thing. So I had watched that hundreds of times because it's one of the only ones I had in 1984. Was it 84 that one came out? I can't remember.
That's when it was here.
Yep.
Yeah. So That's all it was, really. That's one of the ones I've watched the most, but still love it.
Yeah.
Although there's some appalling acting in it. There was,
well, the extras dying, you mean?
Well, no, not just then. There's an actress who plays like a doctor, sort of like a scientist, with the glasses and dark. Good lord, what was that? Has someone just fallen over?
Good
dear. No. Door slamming. Door slamming impressions. Or sound effects going on.
Mary.
What? What's going on?
What's going on?
Hello?
Good grief.
Mary's grumpy at something.
Mary?
Yes.
You just letting the cat out, or?
Actually, I was.
Wow. We're not the only one that has cat problems.
Right.
I've got a cat here, too.
I don't see the camera. Do you have a hidden camera? You saw that?
No, I thought for a moment that the Omega podcast were just playing some of their very funny sound effects into the conversation, because they were very convincing. In fact, they were so convincing they actually were happening. That was quite astounding. No, it was a guess. It was a guess, Mary. It was very good. A typical, if you imagine somebody putting a cat up without the meow noise, that's what it would. I might have to dub over the meow noise later on. Just
you didn't hear all the meowing that happened before that, then.
No.
Well, the meow from the Resurrection of the Daleks episode.
Because that cat went out the door in a horizontal trajectory.
just to
stop.
Right. I'm going to try and add
anyway,
Alicia
where
Pearson.
Were we with Lazarus?
Lazarus? I think I got up to the bit where... the doctor realizes something's going on, and they'd gone off to meet. Well, they got suited up, didn't they? He got into his tuxedo and he used
his cool bow tie.
Yeah. You know about the missing footage there?
No.
They cut a scene where the doctor reaches into his pocket of the tuxedo and finds a copy of the Declaration of Independence.
Oh.
And what was the purpose of that?
What was the purpose of that? Since Julia just said she's seen that.
I don't know.
Huh. Okay.
Confused. Then it's good that they cut it, because it doesn't seem to apply to anything.
Let me see if I can find out what it was.
It doesn't matter. But carry on anyway, because I know you'll get all right, go on.
Okay, yeah. Extra with the DVD release reveals that the doctor participated in the writing of the Declaration of Independence, carries a copy of the first draft folded up in the pocket of his dinner jacket.
Nah.
Hmm. The doctor's completely unfolded the document only for Tennant and Martha to realize they ran out the edge of where they were supposed to be. They missed their mark. So,
okay. That would explain why that happened then. Anyway, right, so basically, the bit after the title sequence, and they're in Lazarus's sort of office-y sort of area, and there's this sort of logo playing on the computer screens all around him. I thought initially that was quite a Time Lordy type logo.
Yes, it does look very Time Lordy.
So I was a bit confused as to why that was there. Bearing in mind, the Master is at large at this particular time, in the guise of Mr. Saxon. And,
he's not that large. He's kind of an average-sized bloke.
Stop being silly. God's sake. But anyway, yes, I thought he might have some sort of influence on it. Oh, the Mega Podcast have disappeared.
Oh, no.
Well, one of them has, anyway.
I say all of them? No.
I'm still here.
Hello! Liz is still there.
Hello.
Am I still here?
You're still there.
Yes, you are.
I don't think Wes is, because there's some...
Oh, it's like the dot things there going on.
The dot things, yeah. I don't know what's going on there. Good old Skype.
Good riddance.
Maybe it's... Oh, dear.
We didn't mean to jump in. We just want to say hi, so I'm going to let you guys get back to your talking
Lazarus. Yeah, I know. Basically, what you're saying is you're bored stiff.
No. We don't want to take over your podcast. That's hardly...
No, but that's what I intended to do with yours. But
definitely, you could do that, though, because you can do me.
Pardon? Oh, I see.
Oh, wait, no, you can imitate me, I'm sorry. Cut that bit out for me.
No, I won't be cutting that out.
Enjoy yourselves, and I will be looking forward to listening.
Thank you, Wendell.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. My voice is all right tonight, so I can't do my Wendell impression.
Bye.
Omega podcast. Anyway, right, bye. Yes, goodbye. See you later.
I should be going too then, guys. I just wanted to say hi.
Nice to meet you, Liz.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. So, enjoy. We'll talk soon, hopefully.
Absolutely.
All right.
See you later.
See you guys.
Bye, Liz.
Bye. Right, let's see if we can get Alicia back.
Still no Robert,
this is the weirdest 5:30 in the morning I've ever experienced.
you wouldn't get you wouldn't get this recording at 9 a.m. on 11. When do we normally record? 11 a.m. on a Monday morning. Although next time we will be recording at 11 a.m. on a Monday morning. Anyway, let's see if we can get Alicia back. Otherwise, I'll be constantly salt at. I'll explain to her what happened. Right, and I'll see if I can recap as to where I got up to with this review thing. Basically, they go to this place where Alicia.
Yeah.
So can I explain what happened there?
What?
Can I explain why you disappeared?
Yeah, but you didn't call me back.
I did call you back, but can I explain why? The Omega podcast gate crashed our podcast, and there was about 3 or 4 of them, and Skype couldn't cope with anybody else, so for some reason it chose you to kick off.
So it didn't like me. Right, brilliant then. No,
I was very angry. I phoned up Skype headquarters and said, how dare you kick my daughter off the podcast.
Thank you.
And they said that they'll give me some sort of recompense later on.
Thank you.
Nevertheless, you are back. And we've got up to the bit, dear, where the doctor and...
Do you want to say something on the podcast?
Yeah,
my
go on.
Mary.
Go on, Kirby's Mary.
She says she doesn't have anything to say. Oh, well.
It was well worth waiting for. Yes, so Lazarus Laboratories, which is where they've gone to...
You mean the Welsh Senate building.
Yeah, all right, Kirby. Well, they're going to do a big launch of this Lazarus experiment thingamajig, what you call it. And the doctor's taking these lovely-looking canapes... and then they meet with Tish. Now, I thought Tish was particularly good casting.
Yeah.
Because later on, they're sort of like face-to-face. They do... Well, you can believe they're sisters. The skin tone's right. The actual bone structure's right.
Yeah.
They really do look strikingly like each other. Probably more like sisters than Alicia and Isabella do. What do you think, Alicia?
And Martha's mother looks like she could be their mother, too. So I think that's good all round.
There's something going on with Martha's mother's eyebrows, but away from that one. Very strange.
Not David Tennant's.
No, certainly some. He's got the sideburns, hasn't he? But Martha's mum's got the eyebrows for sure. Anyway, so Tish is working for Lazarus as some sort of PA. She actually arranged the whole event. Have I missed anything out yet?
No.
Oh,
I wasn't really listening, so I don't know.
Wow.
Some of the equipment that is in the laboratory is pretty old.
Yeah. Well, it would be. Well, this was 2006, wasn't it?
It was?
Yeah, it's older than that, though.
Yeah, well, anyway. Reggie Yates then wanders in with, like you say, Martha's mum with the eyebrows. God, believe me, they are a set of eyebrows. It's got to be said.
It's a battle of the eyebrows.
Yeah, well, just after that happens, then Lazarus comes in and all kicks off with him doing his big speech. And there's a bit also I forgot to mention, that when Martha's mum meets the doctor, slightly awkward moment, which of course,
I love the time with Martha's mother and the doctor. I just love the way she grills him.
But that obviously gets more and more awkward as the show goes on. Thanks to certain people. So who's that? Is that Alicia making that noise? It had to be, didn't it?
What?
You're fiddling around the microphone again, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
I think you are.
Prove it.
Anyway, so Lazarus gets up and does his big speech. And then he climbs in the machine, which suddenly turns into a computer-generated graphic. From 1 minute, it's like a plasticky sort of white cube thing, like you say, that they used in the Satan Pit. Is that what was said?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we see computer graphic of it spinning very, very fast, and it's going to blow, as Scotty would say in Star Trek. She cannot take much more, Captain. And of course, all this dated sort of equipment that looks very retro starts blowing up. And the Doctor leaps over a few things, and then sonic screwdrivers something, and then basically pulls the cable out. I thought at this point...
I like your use of the sonic screwdriver as a verb. Sonic screwdriver is something.
Well, that's basically what it was. But what I thought about this was, right, now, he steps out of the machine, and he's a lot younger and stuff like that, and obviously subsequently turns into a monster. That's basically the Doctor's fault.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not.
Why, because he stopped the process?
Yeah, well, it wasn't able to carry through to its end.
Yeah, no, wait. If he let it carry through to its end, then the whole room would have blowed up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what do you want?
Is that what you wanted, Dad? You wanted everybody dead?
No.
Yeah. We're all clustering on Alicia's side of the room.
No. Listen. No, you didn't allow me to finish. I'm just pointing out the fact that because the Doctor did that, Lazarus turned into a monster and could have ended up killing everybody in the room anyway.
Oh, for God's sake, no! You ruined it. No.
Right, moving on. Now, the fact that Mavis from Coronation Street is in this episode got me thinking about a very worrying comment, in fact, that Mary said on Facebook, in which she was asking people to find her a way of finding EastEnders episodes to watch. And then,
oh, no, I said I was catching up on them, and it was Robert who wanted me to send him a link so he could.
Very worrying.
How is it worrying, Dad?
Yeah. Well, basically, because EastEnders is... If you're watching old ones, before they decided to reuse the same storylines over and over again, rather like Primeval does.
First episode.
Very, very good. But recently, it's like... I don't know where you got up to, Mary, in the storyline of EastEnders. Where are you up to?
Oh, well, even here on YouTube, the nearest ones are like a month and a half ago. So, like, May 24th was the last one.
That's near enough. So, you'll be up to the plot where... Cat is pregnant.
No! Shh!
Well, we know Cat's pregnant. She's been pregnant for ages. And we don't know who the father of the baby is. Ooh,
no!
They've not used that storyline before,
though. Dad! No! Dad! Dad!
What?
That storyline came out last week.
No, it didn't. She's been pregnant before. And we didn't know who the father of the baby was then either.
No! Dad!
And when Michelle was pregnant, we didn't know who the father of the baby was.
Dad!
It turned out to be Dirty Den.
Dad! Shut up! Shut up!
No, the last I knew was that Elfie took off to go see Cat, and...
Oh, my God!
So, I guess maybe he finds that out then?
Oh, no, spoilers. I don't know.
Spoilers!
No, but we don't find out... Don't worry, everyone. Don't stop snoring. We don't find out who the baby's father is yet, because they haven't revealed it.
Oh, my God, you're such an idiot, Pat. I'm not happy with you. You've ruined it for her.
Absolutely. Mary, have I ruined it for you?
Absolutely.
No, I do apologise. Anyway, back to Doctor Who.
Someone say Doctor Who?
Yes.
You're gonna be listening to some Chasing Status now. They're on TV, Dad.
How splendid.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Lazarus has stepped out of the machine, a much younger fellow, looking very striking like Mark Gatiss. He's become very slimy as well.
Except apparently that's a wig.
Is it?
Yeah. They were mentioning, they were talking about it in the commentary. Apparently they made one that didn't quite work, so he had a wig that they used in something else.
Yeah.
And so they rented his wig, his own wig from him for this.
Oh. Right, okay. How weird.
Basically, Kirby, I thought you were not able to do any pedanting today.
About 15 minutes of this episode the other night with the commentary before I fell asleep. So I got some.
Did you fall asleep because of this episode?
I fell asleep because it's like 1 in the morning.
Understandable.
You're a vampire.
Anyway, basically, he does look like he's got a prosthetic nose on. That's all I'm going to say about this. But he hasn't. But he just looks like this. But yeah.
When I first saw this story... I thought that the character of Lazarus and the old lady were married, and they're not. She's just his financial backer.
Oh, I thought they were married.
No,
I thought she worked for the company. But there we go.
Then didn't you find a bit cringeworthy when they kiss?
That's disgusting.
It was. But Martha gets a DNA sample on the back of her own wrist, which wouldn't that contaminate the DNA, the fact that it's on her DNA? I don't know.
No!
Sorry, Miss Expert. Do apologise.
Should be.
Yeah.
Well, there would be two DNAs.
Yeah. But anyway, they find a computer to analyse this DNA fairly quickly. And I think the police have only just invented something that does that. But... And it's got like a graphic of how the DNA is changing in front of them.
Why do you have to be
so convenient?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Why do you have to be so technical about it? You're supposed to be using your imagination. God's sake, Dad.
I don't know what you're implying, Alicia, but I'm just saying what actually happened.
No, you're getting too old. That's what I'm implying.
You're implying I'm getting too old?
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Okay.
I think I'm leaving Alicia's side of the room. Coming over to yours.
Thank you.
No!
But anyway, very soon after the Doctor and Martha discover that the DNA, can't speak all of a sudden, DNA of Lazarus is changing, Lazarus suddenly does... do you remember in The City of Death when the little scientist bloke gets sort of attacked by Scarath and he starts twisting, that's actually Scullione, and he does these funny little twisty motions before he
Robert's
turns
online.
Oh, good lord.
Yay.
Adam.
Poor guy.
Adam.
I'll try, but you know, I've got to bear in mind that
if
last time...
If he deletes me again, I'm going to storm down those stairs and hit you in the face.
His fault.
Be warned.
But I tell you...
With the video camera.
Yeah, bear in mind, you've actually asked me to add him.
Okay,
well... I'll try. He might be sleep Skyping because it's even earlier.
Yeah, what time is it there, Julia? Check.
About
check
3 a.m. or something. Probably about 3 o'clock. Oh. Good lord! What the? Hello. Have you just flushed your chain? It does sound like you've just flushed the chain.
He's
your
in
microphone's
the
microphone's very noisy.
There's lots
Maybe
of.
That's the cat.
There's a kettle. Oh, the kettle. Sorry. It's just, there's lots of...
Why are you up at 3 a.m. in the morning?
3 a.m. in the morning?
Oh, is it the morning?
Tautology.
It's rather, I don't know. It's 4 o'clock there?
What's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
Yeah.
No, I have to admit, Reese, you've become a lot less of a lunatic than I thought you were, because Robert has just won the... biggest lunatic on the 20 megabyte podcast competition by getting up. What time is it there, Robert?
3:57.
Why are you up?
And I haven't slept.
You haven't slept?
I've been up all night.
That means you could have gone on about an hour ago when we started.
What are you doing? You should be in bed.
Yeah, I agree with Alicia for once.
You haven't started yet.
Yeah, we started.
Honestly. Yeah, an hour ago.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 9 o'clock here in the United Kingdom. What time is it where you are, Mary?
It's almost 4 o'clock. So Robert's like 12 hours ahead of us.
Yeah, in the future.
He sees the future.
And what time is it where you are, Rhys?
Nearly 6 in the morning.
Yes, so there you go.
What are you playing at? You should be in bed. I get up at nearly at 5:30 for school and I still can't get myself out of bed.
And what time
are you doing?
Shush. What time is it where you are, Alicia?
Me?
Yes.
I'm going to bed in an hour.
Now, I asked you what time it was where you are.
8:58.
Well, your clock's working again then.
No, I've got my alarm clock.
Okay. Kirby's Daughters, what time is it where you are?
4.
4?
Okay. Yeah.
4. 4, alright.
Is it 4 in the morning or the afternoon?
Yeah, afternoon.
I will say this, Robert. When you're on the line, it's not normally hissing down at your area in Australia.
Yeah, why you got snakes in your house?
Is it hissing? I don't know.
Have you got
I
something...
honestly don't know.
Are you connected in a different way than you normally are?
No. Is that any better?
No. I'll tell you what, though. It's quite good. You'll be good in a way, because at least you can listen to half the podcast and not know what the hell's going on, rather like you do when I'm actually listening to the whole thing. But Right, who wants to break the news to him as to what he's missed so far in the show?
Not much.
Me, me,
the Omega Party.
Yes, the Omega Party.
What do I miss?
The Omega Podcast decided they'd gate crash my review of.
Although we tried to do that to them.
Yes. Well, I tried it, and they refused to answer the call, and then they called me. But never mind, moving on. I'll tell you where we got up to, Robert.
Yeah.
We got up to the bit where Lazarus is about to eat Mavis from Coronation Street.
I haven't watched Coronation Street.
No, but it's Mavis.
That's the old lady, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, that's the old lady, his girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah, I like the way you called him girlfriend, where Alicia just said that I was really old. And then offended Mary.
That's not very nice.
He is old. He's an old man.
I'm 46 years old.
You're going to be 50 soon. Okay? You're going to be an old man.
Yeah, and by the time I'm 50, you'll be 19 and regretting being horrible to me.
No, you were always horrible to me. So really? don't give me that.
Back to Doctor Who.
What's Doctor Who?
Yeah,
and basically, now on the 20 megabyte family, family feud.
Anyway, basically, she seems to get attacked by a scorpion tail thing.
Is that a scorpion tail?
What do you think it is? Then?
A scorpion. It's a like tail. That. It's a tail with like a.
Two cities.
No, it's like you know, like snakes, like that.
Like my microphone.
Like your microphone. Yes. Robert, yeah.
That's it.
Right. Hands up. Who thinks it's a scorpion's tail? Right. That's Robert, Reese, hey. Kirby, Kirby's hey. Daughters, Mary, me. I think you're outnumbered there.
How can you see their hands?
I've got video Skype on all of them. It's just you haven't because you've got an iPhone.
Are you serious? Are you serious? Can I come downstairs and see that?
Well, I believe him, Alicia. He saw me put my cat out.
Are you joking? I could be sitting there looking at all of you, but no, you just...
You don't want to do that.
No, I certainly don't want to be looking at Reese at this time of the morning.
No, not Reese's picture, definitely not.
Tell you what, stay on video. Should we let her know?
Yeah, because she comes down here and realises I'm lying. I'm liable to... She is related
what?
To... She is related to Deborah Pearson, and things could go flying. So I think we'll leave it at that.
No, there's no video, Alicia.
No.
How dare you lie to the audience?
See you, Adam.
See, I thought you were my friends, and you're nice going to do this to me. I'm going to cry. You've hurt my feelings now. You lied. You feel me?
No, there's certain joy in that sort of thing. Anyway, moving on, Doctor Who. Basically, after the Doctor and Martha discover the dead body of Mavis from Coronation Street, who looks like...
Mavis?
The old lady that he was snogging, Lazarus. Anyway, he's killed her and turned into a bit like a foam dead body, like appeared in an earlier... No, it was a bit like a
mummy.
Dad!
Yeah, I suppose it was, yes.
Dad, it's that curtain song.
The what song?
The curtain song.
How fantastic.
Can you hear it?
No, and I don't want to. Turn it down.
Well, at this point, have we seen the head on the monster yet?
No.
Or we've just seen the tail? Okay.
No, we saw the tail, and we saw
As the doctor and Martha are wandering around this place, did anyone get this flashback feeling you were watching the eighth doctor running around trying to get the little time thing from the TV movie?
No, not me. Anybody else?
No, I didn't.
But there was a bit of a feeling of that New Year's Eve party.
Was there? Well, I didn't get that. Now you've mentioned it, I get it. But not what?
Yes.
I didn't get it at the time, but I can see where you're coming from with that one. Yeah.
Same here.
But
Adam.
Yes.
Did you read that bit from me and Kirk on Facebook?
Is it very recent, or is it something that's been on for a while?
13 minutes ago.
Oh, no, I haven't.
It said, a lack of jokes.
Thank you, Alicia. Alicia.
It said, a lack of jokes in my feedback this week. I've just thought of one. It seems like ages until Series 7 comes around. None of us are getting any younger, except Professor Lazarus.
Very good. But he didn't get younger for very long before he... Anyway, that's later on in the story. Yeah, so the Doctor and Martha are a bit worried about Tish now, I think, because Tish is sort of in the company of... Because I think they've sussed...
Just yeah? About to snog a 70-year-old.
No, he's done that and killed her.
Yeah, this whole scene gave me... Ew.
Yeah. No, Tish is just about to snog a 70-year-old.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Yes. I see what you're saying there. But they eventually do catch up with him. I can't remember. Is this at this point that the Doctor realises that he's to blame for the death of Mavis from Coronation Street?
No.
No. Okay. He's just fallen off the building, turned into the monster, and then Lazarus. He suddenly fell backwards and then came back up again. And he was the rather strangely rendered monster.
Yeah.
He does look really weird. The rendering on him is a bit.
That head on the monster reminds me of the Fly. You know.
Yeah.
It was really stupid looking.
Yeah. It was, and also it's supposed to be modelled on Mark Gatiss's face, isn't it? But it doesn't look anything like it.
And it's like CGI.
It is. Obviously, that's the bad thing, isn't it? The fact that it looks like CGI, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But it does.
Just the face. The rest looks good.
I don't really like the monster in this. Isabella watched this, you know. She didn't find the monster very scary, she said.
Yeah, I mean, like, when I saw the movie The Fly, I thought it was really scary until they actually showed the fly with the man's head on it. Yeah. You know, with that, help me, help me.
Oh,
and then
it became
funny instead of scary.
Oh, the original Fly?
Yeah, that's the original one with Vincent Price in it.
Yeah, because I've only seen that one. I haven't seen the new one.
Yeah, I've only seen that one, too.
Can I just say I preferred the original version, the original Fly with Vincent Price
in it. What's The Fly?
It's a film called The Fly.
I like the 1986 version.
Is it a horror film?
Yeah, sort of.
Oh, I don't like horror films.
It's basically a bloke who tries to beam himself from one pod to another, but a fly gets in and his DNA gets sort of mashed up with the flies and he becomes a fly.
Which is a bit like Professor Lazarus then, that machine, isn't it?
Scary until you see the head on the fly.
Yeah. Maybe this is what it's based on.
Maybe.
See, Mark Gatiss is a very good friend of Stephen Moffat's. Obviously, nicking ideas of other writers is something that maybe it's coming quite natural to him.
It's infecting.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, all right. Can you shut up, Alicia? She's singing. If you're going to sing elbow songs, you might as well sing the lyrics correctly. But be quiet. So the Doctor and that he's sort of got everybody out of the building, and he's...
No, he hasn't.
Yes, he has.
No, he hasn't.
Tish.
No, it's Martha.
All right.
Martha gets everybody out of the building.
Good, you're listening. Martha gets everybody out of the building, and meanwhile the Doctor sort of tries to lure the monster somewhere. What does he try to lure him to? No? Okay, fine. But anyway, they meet face to face, and the sort of the monster's head comes down and looks at him, then the mouth opens in that stupid sort of alien-y sort of way. And I forgot to mention, actually, before this, Martha's eyebrowed mother has a conversation with a strange man in a black suit who basically tells him her a few things about the Doctor.
Which is what?
Come on, growling.
That's magic, yes.
Oh.
That's my stomach.
No, it's definitely stomach. Magic. Your stomach is not underneath my chair at the moment, so at least I hope it isn't. So there's lots of this sort of little siege thing, and the Doctor runs into a laboratory and then starts turning on all the gas, well, the Bunsen burner sort of fixtures.
That's what magic does, turn on the gas.
No, he doesn't have to. He hasn't got a handle. He hasn't got a hand on this.
You, father.
Yes, dear.
Missed a whole section.
Now, if I go on then, enlighten me as to what section I've just missed.
You missed out the most important section that probably is, but
which is what? Well, you have been interrupting me. Please tell me, what section have I missed out?
When the, what's his name, some Saxon dude, well, who works for Saxon, went up to Martha's mum and started explaining who the Doctor was.
Right, I'm going to try and keep calm at this point. What did I just mention?
You didn't mention that bit.
Right, Mary?
You did.
No, he didn't.
Mary, what did I just mention?
I'm afraid, Alicia, he did say that.
He didn't say it.
I think you weren't listening at that point. Robert, what did I say?
I don't know what you said.
That's too early to think.
You said that man went up and whispered something into the eyebrowed Martha's mother's ear.
Oh, that's probably why Alicia didn't realise who was talking about. I let you off, Alicia, but I did
say... Mary, you're like Zoe. Like, Zoe had a computer-like brain that could remember things exactly, so, yeah. That's pretty good.
Have you got the cat suit as well, Mary?
Well, how did you know? Would you turn that camera off, please?
Well, no, it's the fact that we have a bit of a cat connection this evening. Anyway, right.
Mary, have you seen any Second Doctor stories?
Sorry.
You're asking me, Kirby?
Yes. Have you seen any Second Doctor stories with Zoe?
Yes, I have, actually.
Hang on. Isn't your daughter called Zoe?
Yes, my daughter's name is
Zoe. Because you said, have you seen any Second Doctor stories with Zoe? Have you actually watched any?
I haven't seen any with Zoe, but I've seen... This conversation is getting too confusing.
Yes, because also there's another Mary in the room with Kirby.
My Mary is downstairs.
And she hasn't watched any Second Doctor stories with...
Actually, Zoe is in Chicago.
All right.
This is all terribly timey-wimey.
It's just what I've...
Dad,
Alicia, am I still awake or am I dreaming this happened?
Dad,
yes.
Why does the world have time differences?
Oh God!
Obvious.
Just leave it at train.
What?
Try and work it out for yourself.
I'm not going to. So you might as well tell me.
Well, because they didn't. You're right in some ways.
Is it because of the sun?
Yes.
Yeah. Is the sun up? Robert, is the sun up where you are at the moment? Is it dark outside?
It's very dark.
Very dark, right. Mary, is the sun out where you are at the moment?
Oh, way too much.
Yes.
It's like 100 degrees here, yes.
Okay. And where we are now in the United of Kingdom, the sun is setting. So, does that explain something to you, Alicia?
Yeah, but what?
It's setting here. It's going to be rising in a minute in Australia. So why would you have it at the same time where it's the sun's rising and sun's setting and in America where it's mid-afternoon?
Can you imagine that if the day, right, that the Australia's daytime was at night time and then, you get what I mean?
No, because it is at night time and it's night time, which will be for them in about 12 hours' time.
And I'm just going to get my coffee, okay? So I'll be back.
I'm not really surprised, Robert.
Hold on.
We're out of coffee here, so I can have
one. Oh, Dad, now look what you made me do.
Hopefully Robert can sort his out as well. What?
Dad, you made me do my nails wrong.
Good, right.
Now, Alicia, to add to your confusion, I think that the seasons are also reversed in Australia.
Yeah, why are they having winter now?
Because the sun... The Earth is at an angle to the sun. At the moment...
Is there winter cold?
Not really. Not as cold as ours.
I think it has to do with the northern and southern hemispheres, doesn't it?
What about America's winter? Is your winter cold?
It's the same as yours, yeah.
Because
we are all northern hemisphere.
Welcome to the 20 megabyte weather podcast.
But you get snow. So
it's a lovely Monday morning and here we are.
We do. We do. We get a lot of snow.
See, we don't get that. We just get rain.
Yeah,
well, that's because you're at the end of the Gulf Stream, and so you get a lot of warm water pulled up across the Atlantic.
Yeah, basically we get all the water picked up from American lakes dumped on us in the middle of July.
Oh, thanks, America.
Anyway. Right.
I would take some of that rain right now.
Robert stopped hissing.
Is it very hot there in...
Oh, no, he's hissing again now.
What?
I'm going to have some of my Fanta Free Twist.
That's nice, Alicia.
Yeah.
Robert, it has been 100 degrees and over for the past week.
Oh, my goodness.
What is that in Celsius?
Dad, is Margaret Caesar?
I don't know, Kirby. What is it?
I don't know.
Oh. I thought that was a setup.
No, anyway. It's around 33 Celsius.
Anyway, back to Doctor Who. Basically, Martha's mum then tries to sort of tell her siblings that she needs to stay away from the Doctor because he's dangerous, etc., etc.
don't you think?
Why should she take the word of some complete stranger? She's very gullible.
Because she's an idiot.
She's very gullible.
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah, but anyway, the doctor, of course, decides to hide from the creature inside the Lazarus machine thingamajig. Martha seems quite pleased in some ways that she's quite close quarters. But the thing is, right, they're both in there, and they're trying to make out it's really tight squeeze in there, but from the outside, it looks a bit bigger.
Precisely. So, Adam, they had a cameraman in there as well.
Oh, thank you.
The mysterious second companion.
Nearly fell for that
one. We do forget about the cameraman.
Yeah. But
the cameraman.
What got me right? The doctor decides.
Anti-artist.
Thank you. The doctor decides to sort of sonic a part of the floor up, and the wiring is so loose in that. I thought that was quite funny. But this high-tech machine that they've put together, and he opens up the panel, and they got a couple of old circuit boards and a few bits of wire that you might buy out of Maplin's. That happens.
Adam,
mind you, yes.
Adam.
Yes.
You forget though that the machine went wrong at the start, didn't it? So the doctor had to. So it's already not very good.
Okay. But never mind, it's quite funny. Yeah. So Lazarus sets the machine going with the Doctor and Martha on the inside of it, but he's doing something with his sonic screwdriver to... I think it's to send out some sort of massive sort of electrical pulse that is supposed to kill the monster.
No, he just reverses the machine.
Oh, that's right, he reverses the polarity. That's right, because he says
he's a bit out of
practice. That's right, he says he's out of practice. And I would have seen that bit if I'd not accidentally pressed the skip button. I do like that bit when he says it. That lovely little homage to John Pertwee. Had anyone seen the John Pertwee bust that, who was it, posted on Facebook?
You mean the head of Pertwee?
The bust. There's a new bust that's come out. There's a really good likeness.
I haven't
posted that. Somebody.
I like the fact that Staggering Stories carries the head of Pertwee around wherever they go.
Well, that's their theme. Well, not theme tune. It's their sort of trademark in a way, isn't it? Moving on. When they step out of that machine, and Lazarus is apparently dead on the floor. Have you noticed he's naked in that? That the cunning camera angles and the way they just happen to have the doctor standing in there. So you can't see his ass.
Yeah, but Adam, you get to see it later.
What, his ass?
Yeah.
Do you? I don't really want to.
The church floor. When he's on the church floor, they show you a long shot.
Oh, do they?
Which is quite risque for Doctor.
Yeah, so basically, after the doctors save the day, they step out of the thing, and he gets a massive slap across the chops. Now,
the mothers every time.
Yes.
Always the mothers. I love it.
Yeah. Now, fortunately, he's got a sideburn to protect him. But
now, is this where Kirby said Martha should have checked to make sure that he was dead?
So in
other words, the eyebrows were coming in for an attack, and then the sideburn defended itself.
The battle of the hair.
But now, was there
mention something? This episode reminds me of when the doctor gets dressed up like that. He looks like Roddy from Flushed Away, the movie.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, yes. At least you know what he's talking about. You've seen Flushed Away, haven't you?
I've seen that.
Yeah, it's Aardman animation production. Yeah. Featuring Shane Ritchie from EastEnders playing the character that opens up. Anyway, back to Doctor Who.
Back to Doctor Who. As they head off into the CGI... Southwark
Cathedral.
Southwark Cathedral.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
They head off to the CGI Southwark Cathedral and end up in the, as Ian told us earlier, it's some cathedral in Cardiff. But in the Doctor Who universe, Southwark Cathedral, if you look where it actually is, they're only three blocks away from where they were a few episodes ago. They're three blocks away from the Globe Theater.
Oh, well, they... Great.
Yes.
Oh, that's nothing quite wrong with interesting that. In some ways. Anyway, right,
it's
yeah.
a small world.
I remember when my parents went to London, they went to England and to the Netherlands when I was 10 years old, and they spent quite a lot of time
in that area.
In the southern. I missed that.
Take no notice of him, Kirby.
They visited Southwark Cathedral and the Clink, which is right next to it, and all that, and I was fascinated with it when I was 10 years old. So.
I was just thinking about this slap thing. Was there anything mentioned in the audio commentary whether it was a real slap or whether it was a stage one? Because sometimes I like to put real slap.
Sometimes they do, don't they? Yeah.
To get something like that, you need it to be real.
Yeah, it looked real.
It did look real, but I don't know. They haven't mentioned whether it was or not. Now, this when they meet up with Lazarus on the floor of this cathedral, Southwark Cathedral, he takes an awful long time to change into the monster, whereas previously when he changed, it was almost instant. Yeah. That's very convenient for the plot.
That's what I was going to say. Yes. It's a plot convenience.
Well, now, this is the Russell T. Davies era of Doctor Who, right, which I think is quite good. But having listened to the Bigger on the Inside podcast, their most recent episode, somebody put in a bit of a very long audio feedback, completely tearing apart the Russell T. Davies era and basically saying how rubbish Russell T. Davies was. Well worth a listen. Just if you're
wow.
In
the...
Is Bigger on the Inside the one that had the 6 hours...
Yeah, but this episode, this is their most recent episode, which isn't
okay,
6 hours.
Okay, I haven't heard that yet. I actually spent a week listening to the 6 hour long show. And it was pretty good.
It was a good show, and it was a really good episode, but and it did take me that sort of time to listen to it as well.
I'm still in the middle of it. I recorded it on a CD and put it in the car, and I listened to it on my way to and from work for
a week. It didn't
seem
like 6 hours. That's what's so good about it.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. A brilliant podcast. Amazing. But it's why it's my favourite podcast other than this one. Moving on back to Doctor Who.
Doctor's taking his bow tie off.
Without further ado, let's talk about Doctor Who.
You are going back in time there, Robert. You really are going back in time.
What's wrong with that?
No, nothing wrong at all, but
paying homage.
No, yeah, thank you. Alicia stopped me using that particular catchphrase very early on in the show.
But when you mentioned his bow tie and him undoing it, I remember him making a comment to Martha, I don't remember where he doesn't like to dress up because it always, and go to big events because it always means bad things are going to happen.
So it's not the suit, it's you.
It is a bit of a shame that he didn't take the bow tie off and say bow ties aren't cool or something like that.
When he was putting it on, Martha said, "You look a bit like James Bond."
Yes. No, but it took me back to the episode with Rose where they were attacked by the Cybermen.
Yeah.
Mm.
At that big party when they were also all dressed up.
Yeah.
Yes, and Voyage of the Damned, which hasn't happened yet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So basically the Doctor has a heart-to-heart with Lazarus while Martha and that scheme to try and get him up into the bell tower.
And
typical of the Doctor, he manages to because the initial idea I think is for him to go up into the bell tower and do all this, but what actually happens is that he coerces inadvertently Martha and Tish to go up into the bell tower.
Yeah, I think that's pretty rotten actually,
just so as he can go on the organ. And that sounds a bit a bit of innuendo, but he goes on the organ, has a fiddle with it.
And then
plays a few notes on it.
Plays with his organ.
But uses his sonic. got me was, right, the organ had a convenient little slot for the sonic screwdriver.
I know, that's what I thought.
What's that little slot?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sonic screwdriver slot.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously these organs were designed. Anyway, the monster sort of knocks Martha over the precipice, so she's dangling by her fingers. I think she probably would have fallen quite early, but she manages to hang on.
She's just stronger.
Clearly. Then he plays the right notes, and the vibrations don't knock Martha off her precipice, but they manage to make the monster fall down and hit the deck. Conveniently.
Yeah, but can I tell you something?
You can.
And Kirby mentioned this. There seems to be an awful lot of dealing with these things with loud music or noise.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right.
You know that happened. You know that I think that's happened two times already this series, hasn't it?
And genetic manipulation as well, because the last story had genetic manipulation.
Yeah. Now this is the point. The point, you know, when Tish sort of pulls or hoists her sister back up, this is the point where they're all like, Well, they're cuddling each other, and they look... Yeah, no, but that, the fact that they look like each other quite a lot in that scene, that's where what made
one
me
thing I like about that. One thing I like about that scene is the CGI didn't look all that convincing, the fact she was hanging there, but they added the vibration of the camera, and it made it look a bit more convincing, because you couldn't quite fix your eye on it completely.
Yeah. But nevertheless, this time, Lazarus is dead, because when they go back down to his body, he's young, and then the camera flicks away and flicks back, and he's old.
I thought it was pretty good, because that would have been a long makeup job.
Yeah,
I thought it was. All the time passing between the two. Kind of
basically,
I think they probably would have filmed the old part first and then ripped off the...
Well, basically, the doctor's there looking at his dead body, and then just as he touches his forehead, he changes to an old bloke again, which was very quick transformation. But there wasn't really a need for him to change back into the old Lazarus, because the machine had transformed him into the young Lazarus, so why did he change back? I don't understand.
Yeah, but no, but remember the genetics was mutating all the time.
Right. So the fact that he was dead stopped it from mutating, is that what you're saying?
Maybe, well, yeah.
And didn't the doctor say that the mechanism that Lazarus was using was ultrasonic? If he vibrated him enough, would that... Ooh. Cause a reversal?
Mary.
I know you're
apologize.
All backing away in awe, but.
Alicia, are you still there?
What?
I'm glad you didn't hear any of that.
I'm watching Chasing the Status.
That awful innuendo that was being bandied around at that particular point.
What?
Innuendo. Mary.
Is it bad language?
No, innuendo. Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, what's an innuendo?
Never mind.
Captain Jack.
Yeah, she doesn't understand that one either. Yes. Captain Jack is capturing innuendo. I'm glad you don't get it, because we're not going to go down that road now.
We are going to go down that road, so you're going to have to explain it.
What? Oh, you sound really cross. Look it up innuendo, on Google. Innuendo. Oh, go on, Robert. Thank you. Please explain it, because I'm starting to lose it now.
Innuendo is when you make comments that allude to something rude.
Yeah, thank you. That's basically what it is, yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
In other words, something can be taken one way.
Like if you were listening earlier on when I said about the massive organ.
No, I get it. No.
Yeah. The doctor played on on his massive organ.
Hey, Dad, doing mosh pits. They're doing mosh pits.
I don't care about mosh pits.
Well, they're doing massive ones at Tea in the Park to Chase the Status.
Back to Doctor Who. Right, so the Doctor decides...
Matt Smith's there.
Yeah, thank you. The Doctor decides he's going to take Martha with him after Martha sort of sulks a little bit. Just as they go, the phone rings, and it's Martha's mum saying that the Doctor's dangerous and she's going to get herself killed. Etc. etc. And that is concluding the episode that I was trying desperately hard to review this week, called the Lazarus Experiment.
Martha didn't want to go as a passenger. She wanted to.
Yeah.
Basically, she wanted to get hired as the new Rose. That's what she was alluding to.
Yeah. Well, that conversation was very hard for me to understand. I was hoping one of you could tell me really what it was he said to her.
Oh, sorry, I thought you were talking about the conversation between me and Alicia just a minute ago. Don't worry
No. No, the doctor... No, actually, Adam, it was a little creepy hearing you go into an actual example of what we were talking about.
Well,
Dad telling a daughter.
I was only talking about massive organs, Mary. It wasn't anything in it.
But
your daughter, Adam, it's your daughter.
Organ, she doesn't know what a massive organ is. It's a musical instrument that you play in a church.
I thought you were going to explain it.
Alicia?
I know what an organ is.
Thank you. So what's an organ then, Alicia?
A massive thing that you play at church.
Thank you very much. So there you go. That answers that question.
Yeah, but I wanted to know if anyone had heard the actual conversation between the doctor and Martha.
Dad, they're playing Blind Faith.
How fascinating for you. Anyway, sorry, Mary, what were you saying?
Well,
yeah,
whatever it is,
between
Martha and the doctor, when she says, well, I don't want to just, go, like in this one at a time thing, and he says something to her that makes her agree to go, but I didn't hear what that was. Did anybody else?
Good point. Very good point. Kirby, you're normally Kirby? The one with yes. the providing Kirby? Answers yeah. to such things.
I'm bringing it up right now.
Oh dear, what have you eaten?
A big organ.
Julia, can you explain why?
Yeah, does it involve a big organ?
No, but yes. Or have you just eaten something that's given you a bit of a nicky tummy?
Julia, did you get why?
Corrupted there.
Martha doesn't want to be just a passenger. She wants.
It's like a bit like an initiation, isn't it?
I don't know what.
Sorry, I was just thinking of.
I guess it's because she wants to be meaningful and not just not number two.
Who wants to be meaningful?
You're gonna get yourself killed. Martha. Please trust me. This information comes from
I can't hear anything at the end.
Pardon?
Yeah, Martha wants.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah.
She says she doesn't want to go just as a passenger. But then he tells her something that makes her agree to go. But I didn't have, you know, subtitles or anything, and I couldn't hear what he said.
Alicia.
Hang on.
She basically said okay, and that you come with me.
Right. I've had to hang Alicia up because I can't hear what anybody else is saying. Sorry. Carry on.
Okay, I think that he just basically says that, okay, you can come with me if you want to. And I think that she just assumed that he wouldn't want her.
Right. So, yeah, basically it's a bit of a sort of, you might as well come along, but I'm not, you know, I could probably get on without you, but, yeah, he's risked her. Now the phone's ringing. Oh, for God's sake.
Oh my goodness, this is...
Who's phone?
Hello? Hello?
Do I sound happy to you?
Well, don't sing when other people are talking. Because nobody.
Do I sound happy?
I'll phone you back, but don't start singing stuff when other people are talking. Thank you very much.
No.
Unless it's the Doctor Who thing.
Yes. Right. Honestly, things I had to put up with. Right. She's a very naughty teenager.
Actually, Alicia's been contributing a lot today.
Yeah, she has.
It's really been nice having her on.
But it hasn't been about Doctor Who, though.
Until she starts singing songs.
So it has. It has. Alicia even corrected.
I missed out. On that
bit, yeah. Have you? So you haven't heard of any of Alicia's good bits?
No. I just said singing at TV.
she had a lot of good bits, as Adam said.
Well, she's refusing. Oh, that's right. She's refusing to answer her phone now at this particular time. She's on that, having one of those
songs. On the DVD.
Yes.
On the DVD copy.
She's back. She's back. Right, she's here. She's back. Hello, Alicia.
What does he goodness. Say to her, Kirby?
Basically, that wasn't what I was referring to.
I'm sorry.
On the DVD, after the story is finished, there's a trailer for the next episode, obviously, which is 42. But
yes, yeah.
apparently, when this was first broadcast, 42 was delayed for a week because of Eurovision, and they had a coming up an extended trailer with
I've got that copy.
Lots of really neat stuff that. We didn't see here.
It's nearly finished, anyway. Come here. I'm just talking to Alicia.
Shh,
don't wake your mother up. Can you get your ear?
I want to watch Jesus say it's in my room,
but turn this on. Don't sing. When it's coming through the microphone and I can't hear anybody else speak. Let's slam the door. Good grief. Ooh. Yeah. Hello.
That sounds pretty...
She's being mock annoyed, if that makes sense. Yeah, you know what mock annoyed is, yeah.
Not a mock turtle, then.
Go on. Kirby, what were you saying about the neat things?
That apparently there was an extended trailer that they saw in Britain. It's probably on YouTube. I haven't seen it, which had short clips from a lot of the upcoming stories, not just 42, showing the Scarecrows from Family of Blood, Return of Captain Jack, mid-season trailer, according to Julia, Sir Derek Jacobi,
in Utopia?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Isn't he brilliant?
And Mr. Saxon showing up.
Harold Saxon.
Tell you what, Robert.
Yes.
Your hissing is very unusual. You don't normally hiss.
I'll try something else.
You're not using a different microphone, are you?
No, and you're sounding muffled too.
No, it's not.
Very muffled.
Not so much muffled as just a constant sort of background hiss.
Hold on, I'll just do something.
That's Alicia.
Is it any better?
Yes.
Ooh, is it any
much better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just
plug it in all the way.
I just took the plug out and put it back in.
Well, you should have done that 30 minutes ago.
Sorry.
Kirby.
Sorry, Kirby.
He doesn't think about that.
Dearie me.
Yeah, you said it was a background hiss. It was more like a foreground hiss, and he was kind of quiet in the background.
Well, you know what I'm thinking, right? Because I'm obviously listening to it as partly as a listener, and I'm getting to the point where how long it takes the listeners to get hacked off for listening to a constant sss in the background. Yes. Yes, what's your name again?
Why are you sitting in the dark room on your own?
I'm not on my own. I've got my friends with me, and you.
No, Dad, why are you sitting in a dark room on your own?
It's not that dark. I've got two computers. Dad. I've got three computer screens.
It's creepy. Go and put a light on.
If I put a light on, everybody outside can see what I'm doing, because I haven't got the curtains drawn.
Oh, baby. Well, you
get a pen.
Right, anyway.
Well, have you got your organ in there, Adam?
I have got a keyboard in with me, if that's what
you're
saying.
Do you know, Louise can hear my telly right now.
Who?
Louise?
What? Yeah.
Louise, the next door neighbour. Anyway.
Yeah, because my TV's that loud and I've got my window open.
Yeah, she's the one that threw water over Magic and Star when they were barking at her.
Yeah. One of those neighbours.
Yeah, she doesn't do it anymore, though. She's all right. Anyway, right, I just wanted to sort of basically go around, starting with Alicia, what you thought of this particular story. Alicia?
Yeah.
Average?
Possibly more than one word answer, wouldn't it? Might as well get Ben on saying, Troy.
What?
Exactly.
It was average with a twist.
Basically, did you like it or didn't you like it? Is it a sort of episode you think, if I'm going to watch an episode of Doctor Who, I know what I'll throw on. I'll put on the Lazarus experiment.
If it was on BBC Three or something, I'll think, oh yeah, I'll watch this one. I haven't watched it in a while. But I wouldn't like throw it on TV, throw it on if I wanted to.
Okay. So good.
If you had the DVD.
Yeah. Well, as I'm looking around my little Skyping clock now, the next person that comes up is Mr. Reese Parton.
Well, for Ben, he was all right.
What time will it be there?
Where?
Well, what time is it where Reese Parton is?
It's about 20 to 7, yeah.
20 to 7, yeah.
In the morning?
What's that got to do with the Lazarus experiment?
In the morning.
I was just asked by Alicia.
I thought we'd already gone round the various time differences earlier on in the show.
There we go.
And Alicia, the weather is in reverse.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. Right.
The polarity's reversed.
Reese, come on, what do you think of this particular episode?
I agree with Ben's usual statement, is that it was all right. It's better than the last two episodes we reviewed last time.
Agreed.
Yeah.
And it's also better than 42, I think, but it's not one I would go back and watch.
Dad, I've already watched 42.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well, that's handy then, isn't it?
Well done, Alicia.
Trouble is, Alicia, you can't be on next week's episode because we're recording it on a Monday and you'll be at school.
Because you know, you gave me the disc. I thought I want to watch some more Doctor Who, so I slipped on 42.
Thank you for that. Right. Well, so, did we finish Reese's comments on it?
No.
Right, Mary Lang, next person on my little list.
Well, I liked it much better this time than I did the first time I saw it. Partly because, as I said before, I just love the music that they play all through it. But second of all, it goes back to something that I brought up in a feedback a few weeks ago about how I'm giving Martha a second look.
Yeah.
And I really focused on her in this episode, and she really is smart and resourceful, and she comes up with her own ideas on how to... She's the one who thought of using the sonic screwdriver to get the people out of the building, and she's the one that came up with the idea of how to get Lazarus up in the bell tower. She just seems to be, you know, one of these, you know, I can, you know, just tell me what you need and I can do it for you kind of person, which to me is light years better than Rose. Because Rose was always the, you know, oh, doctor, you know, help me, and what about this?
So basically she passed her initiation as a companion, didn't she, in this episode?
Well, no, she was this way from the start.
Yeah, but the, the doctor...
She's a med student, you know, she's not a shop girl or a temp worker like Donna is. She's really on the ball.
Yeah, but the doctor didn't really see it that way, I don't
think. But I think we don't like these episodes... I think we don't like Martha because we don't like these episodes.
I do like Martha. I was very disappointed when she was only there for one series, you know.
Yeah, but I would just wish the doctor, you know, would get over Rose and see what he has in front of him.
Yes,
absolutely.
I agree.
Okay, so that's what I have to say.
Kirby, now, I remember you sort of... Did you didn't sound too enthusiastic about having to watch this episode?
Of series three, this is my... I like Lazarus Experiment better than the Daleks one. But only just barely. I look on it oddly. It's not that bad for a Marvel Comics type story.
Yeah, very cartoonish.
It's very comic booky, and I don't want my Doctor Who to be that way. And I like 42 better than Lazarus Experiment.
We'll cross that bridge.
Let me turn this over to Julia too.
Yeah, go on, Julia.
I didn't like this episode. The only reason I liked it was because of the story with Martha and her family, and we get to meet all of them. So
I suppose you're right, because it is nice to see, because they are good characters, you have to say, about Martha's family. Although I don't really like the mother that much because of her weird sort of attitude.
I love the mother.
You like her?
I do.
I get distracted by her eyebrows.
I did like the way she just turned by this man whispering in her ear.
Anything can say, anybody can say anything to her.
She's just so interesting. When she's on the screen, she's all you can watch.
Yeah, well, she's a good actress, and she's a striking actress, but I'm not too sure I like the character. However, the Tish character and the character played by Reggie Yates, you know, I find them more interesting because they're sort of more day to day sort of characters, you know. But the episode itself was very melodramatic, wasn't it? The big announcement that Lazarus was going to make, as if he was a villain. I don't really think he was a villain until he became the monster.
Julia, I had a question for Alicia.
Go on then, Julia. Are you listening, Alicia?
What?
Julia. Julia's got a question for you, Alicia.
Okay.
So you're starting school on Monday?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah.
She's not starting school. She's just starting a new week in school. back to school on Monday, as usual.
Oh, so are you guys, like, how long is the school year? From, like, which month to which month?
September to, end of July-ish. Yeah.
Depending on what year you're in, because she's in year 10. When she goes to year 11, it's likely that her school year...
It's September to May.
Yeah, because...
In year 11.
Because she gets her final exams from... When are your final exams next year? Is it in June and July, or is it in May?
May and June.
Yeah. And then...
So your school year, like, changes from year to year?
No, only when you go to year 11, which is the year when you're 16, and it's the year technically you can leave school until next year when they change it. You can't leave school till you're 18, but at the moment you can leave school when you're 16.
Yeah.
Well, that was a major theme in the EastEnders that I was watching. All the kids are getting ready for their 11s.
Yeah. Alicia's one of the last years that can leave when you're 16. But you can stay on voluntarily into sixth form and leave when you're 18.
They, Do you know, they do that here as well. They've changed it so that you have to stay until you're 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alicia thinks she's going to be going to college when she's 16, so she won't be actually at Medina College, which is the school she goes to at the moment.
I'm going to Isle of Wight College to study beauty therapy.
Ooh, good for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited. And then hopefully going to uni if my dad lets me.
No, what she's forgetting is to be able to go to university, she will require...
You have to pay money.
A scholarship. Money. I've not... the £30,000 that is probably required to put it through university.
Ridiculous,
not if I did have it, I'd be glad to do it. But what Alicia seems to live in, this money can be summoned out of.
Yeah, but if I go to uni, I'm more likely to be able to get into better jobs. Because if I take a degree in media, makeup, and hair, I'm more. Wouldn't you be proud if I'm a makeup artist for Doctor Who?
I'm proud of you, whatever happens, Alicia.
No,
what I will say to you is,
so you could work on your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could.
Do your dad's hair.
No, I could be a makeup artist for Doctor Who. I could get you on the set for Doctor Who, Dad. Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, I would. But what you are failing, the subject you're trying to dodge is the fact that I have no, unless I win the lottery, there's no way I'm going to have £30,000 to put you through university.
Can she get us all onto the set?
Could do. Yes. Yeah. See, you're thinking about this now, guys. I can get you loads of things.
I know somebody knows someone.
I think we should set up a charity fund for university, so she could go and work on Doctor Who.
plus,
I'm taking a drama GCSE, so maybe I could be an extra.
There's another Facebook page you can put up, Adam.
Which is what?
The Alicia College Fund.
Yeah, that's
brilliant. Alicia University Fund.
Yeah, we might get £3 or £4
yes,
quid on that.
Alicia Pearson University Fund.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you think of that one then, Alicia?
Yes. I need...
Moving on to news.
I can sum up... hold on.
Oh, sorry, did we not ask you, Robert?
Right.
No, that's Alicia's fault. Sorry, Alicia distracted me.
It's
sorry.
Not my fault, is it?
Yes, it is. Go on, Robert.
I can pretty much sum up the episode by saying that Lazarus goes into the pod and he gets younger, turns into a monster.
A monster?
And there's lots of chasing. Yeah.
Do you say monster? Isn't that a TV series called The Monsters?
The Monsters, yes.
Yeah.
Well, he changes into that creature.
Yes.
And there's just lots of chasing backwards and forwards, and then he falls, and that's it. That's basically the plot. Very simple.
Yes, it's very simple. Did you enjoy it?
Which I enjoyed.
You summed up all Doctor Who.
No, I thought Mark Gatiss was very good, as you say, the family's pretty good, except for the mother, who I thought was just. I mean, it's just bizarre that. Just whispering something in her ear, she's so extreme reaction.
Yeah, so we're not,
no, so
right, that brought down the government.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes, it did.
I know.
Well, Five words.
Mark Gatiss and Nicholas Briggs have two things in common, don't they? Yeah. That they've written for Doctor Who and appeared in Doctor Who as well. But
they were saying in the bit of the commentary that I did listen to that there have been three people. Who've done that, who've both written and appeared, but I didn't catch who the other two were.
As an actor.
He had Mark, a lot of books.
No,
though.
Somebody did one of the very early Doctor Who.
Yeah, I think so.
Was a producer or a director or something like that. And
Victor Pemberton.
Pemberton, that's right, he was in it, and that's right, yes.
He was in Tomb of the Cybermen.
Well done.
One.
Well done, Robert. See. Robert wins the Pedant of the Week competition.
Yay!
I know Murray Gold, who writes. I know Murray Gold, who obviously writes the music, has appeared in Doctor Who.
Has he?
Yeah.
In Voyage of the Damned, he's with the band playing.
Oh, that's right. The same thing happened with, I believe it was Dudley Simpson.
Yes,
oh, really?
In Talents of Wang Chiang.
Yes,
he's directing the orchestra in front of the stage show. In that lovely theatre.
Cool. Anyway, moving on to news.
Has he got a big organ?
Oh, shush. Yes, yes, Alicia.
It's 10 minutes till I have to go to bed.
It's 10 minutes till I have to finish the podcast.
Because I need to go and brush my teeth and stuff, and I need to go to bed because I'm tired.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. So can I get on then? Sonic Screwdriver remote control has been released by the Wanda Company, and they're working
How many of those do they put out, all the Sonic Screwdrivers?
Actually, what they're saying is they're working with BBC Worldwide to develop... Sorry, I haven't released it. They're trying to develop 11th Doctor-styled Sonic Screwdriver universal remote control. The gesture-based remote will be able to be used on entertainment systems such as TVs, DVD Blu-ray players, iPod docks.
They have that kind of idea with LG, don't they? Their remote controls for their new smart TVs.
Indeed they do. And
gesture-based, yeah.
Yeah, and that basically, since last week, obviously the news that I said at the end of the episode with Diana Rigg, or Dame Diana Rigg, going to be in Doctor Who with her daughter,
there's not really much
happened in the last week as far as Doctor Who. Who's that making that noise? That's Alicia.
I have seen pictures of Matt Smith in a bowler hat.
And I've seen pictures of a Sontaran in a butler suit.
Yes, with Madame Vestra. It looks like he's the butler.
Yes, so that's quite intriguing.
Well, my theory is that they're actually appearing to Amy and Rory's funeral, because I think I've heard somewhere that they're going to actually die.
Now, saying that a Sontaran in a butler suit was going to appear in Doctor Who could be regarded as a spoiler, but saying something like that is just...
It's
been known for ages.
Oh, look at this picture.
It was in the sun.
As if Rory would die, honestly.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, hang on. Amy's funeral. Rory's going to live.
Yeah. Could all be a load of red herrings from the moth.
I've heard many rumours. I'm just saying rumours. That's all.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, Dad!
Hi, Alicia.
Have you told him about my news? Idea.
No, I haven't told him about your news. Did you want to hear about Alicia's news?
Sure.
What, go on then.
No, this is really important. I am meeting the Queen of England.
What?
I said the real part of that.
I'm meeting the real life Queen and Prince Philip.
Wow.
That's not how she said it earlier on. She said the Queen is meeting me, but she's just changed it.
That's just the teenage view is all. The world revolves around them.
I'm actually meeting the Queen and having a conversation with her and everything.
How do you know I have a conversation with her?
Is that because you want that thing that...
It's because she's the Girls' Carnival second princess.
And the Queen wants to meet us because we're like the princess and queens of cows.
Alicia, can you get an autograph?
You're just as well... I tell you what... No, she can't. I tell you what, it's just as well Ben isn't on the show, because you said you're the Queen of Cows again, and all he's going to do is go...
When is this going to happen, Alicia?
25th of July.
Wow, soon.
Yeah.
I get excited?
A bit. Yeah. I have to say, like, ma'am, like jam. Because if I say it wrong, I'll get like killed by the.
I can just imagine it now. I can just picture it in my mind. There's Her Majesty the Queen, and I'm just about to put her hand to shake out her hand with Alicia. Hello, young lady. Hello, ma'am, not jam.
As she'll say. Hello, and Alicia will go.
Julia wants to know why Alicia's meeting the Queen.
Because I'm Cow's Carnival Second Princess. It's like carnivals in the United Kingdom. If you get picked to be like a carnival princess, a carnival queen, it's a bit like the beauty queen kind of thing in America, kind of thing. That makes sense.
Alicia, can you say hello from Australia?
Hello from Australia. Oh, sorry, Alicia.
Yeah.
Hello from Australia.
Yeah, can you say that to the Queen?
You could do.
Like a message from us.
I should go. Yeah, I know people out in Australia.
Right then, can I just
say,
listen?
Are you going to get your dad to film? Adam, are you going to film it?
If I get an opportunity.
Are you not allowed?
Though, no, I don't think I am.
There's such high security. But I get to be a VIP. I get to be a VIP and meet loads of famous people that's going to be down there.
Excellent. Right, can I just say, listeners, if you're interested in what Alicia's talking about, Cow's Carnival, go to www.cowscarnival.org. All one word, Cow's Carnival.
Yeah,
I think I already brought that up.
For God's sake.
There'll be loads of pictures.
Who are we sponsored by? Who are we sponsored by?
Who?
Kirby?
Our show is by it's
p1.co.uk.
Yeah, that's the one.
But yeah, Kirby.
Is that p1.co.uk?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Which is it, Kirby?
That be who1.co.uk.
What are you talking?
What, Mary? What is it, Mary?
She's just letting the cat out.
Oh, I was reading something while you were.
I do that.
Who's the show sponsored by, Mary?
Doctor Who dot. How does that go?
Doctor Who dot.
It's who
say
won.
Say
the UK.
Who won?
.co.uk.
Dot who dot UK.
No.
Dot co.
Who won? .co.uk.
There we go.
Perfectly simple.
why are we even doing this?
Because we're sponsored by whowon.co.uk.
Well, can I just say, right, talk about being sponsored by whowon.co.uk. I did get a call from our good friend in Russia. Remember Roman, Russia, who wanted to buy something from whowon.co.uk and wondered if they shipped to Russia. I phoned up Nick from whowon.co.uk, who said, yes, they do ship to Russia. So, listeners around the world, if you want to buy your Doctor Who stuff, buy it from whowon.co.uk because they ship worldwide.
Dad!
Yes.
Family Guy's on!
Congratulations. Right, I have
some Doctor Who news.
Bye. Go on, Mary. Partake or in part.
Come on, Mary.
Sorry, your Doctor Who news.
If you're done, Adam, I have something.
I've been done for ages. I don't know how many minutes to last this long.
Hey!
I heard from another podcast that will remain unnamed, except that it originates in Canada. That BBC America is going to be showing 4 Doctor Who specials, one every week in August.
Yeah.
And then that is supposed to lead up to what they think is going to be the premiere of the new Doctor Who the first week of September. Okay. So I don't know if the BBC is also doing these same specials.
Nor do I. I don't think they are. Not yet, anyway. Not until... I expect there will be some specials on when the 50th anniversary comes along.
I mean, one is The Science of Doctor Who. The other one is The Women of Doctor Who. One is the timey-wimey stuff of Doctor Who. And then the Destinations of Doctor Who.
Oh, interesting.
And the eyebrows.
I wonder if... Yeah, thank you.
Now, every time BBC America does one of these things, they've done these specials before. They're rather boring, and they almost never mention the original series.
That's what I don't like. That. I prefer when they do.
Yeah.
That's because BBC America doesn't show the original series.
But they still should acknowledge it.
Dad, it's 5 minutes
to
They're
not denying its existence.
Alicia, do you want to go to bed, darling?
I had to go to bed 5 minutes ago.
Okay, well, what we'll say is, good night, Alicia. Thank you for being on the show this week.
I didn't say I wanted to go.
Go where?
I will be trying to wrap up things in a moment, if you let me get on with it.
Can I mention something about Doctor Who?
Yeah, go on then.
The series apparently starts on 25th of April. Of August.
April? I mean, that's a long time to wait. 25th of April.
August.
Has that been confirmed?
I can't remember the title of it. It's something
it's called
of the
Doctor
Dalek,
Who.
Though.
Oh, sorry. That's
it's
the
asylum.
Just microphone.
I swear Doctor Who starts in October.
He's just said it starts in August.
August, 25th of August.
Oh,
great. Anyway,
that's
right.
Not autumn.
And it's something of the Daleks. It's called something of the Daleks.
Asylum.
I have to say.
Yay!
Why?
It's not really long to go there.
I like Daleks.
You don't have to shout.
It'll be on the 28th of August. When's Carol's week, Dad?
The beginning of August.
I was going to say, because I might be working a night shift.
Yeah, but I'm on holiday on the 28th of August. Woohoo. Anyway, right.
You're lucky.
But I tell you, I have to say that, you know, having titles of Dalek episodes, now they must be running them out. But the something of the Daleks is something is genius.
Asylum, Asylum of the Daleks.
You said it was Asylum. The something of the Daleks. That's a brilliant title.
Asylum of the Daleks.
No, Asylum.
I know. Anyway. Where do we get up to?
I wonder what the villain in that
Violent. Is. Matt Smith was at the Wimbledon final. It's Eve Miles' birthday today. Happy birthday, Eve.
How old is she?
She's in her 30s.
Young. It's quite a...
And I missed, apparently, that Matt Smith was interviewed at the Wimbledon second court before the men's final.
Yeah, I saw a picture of that.
Lost by Andy Murray against Roger Federer. But as Roger Federer is a jolly nice chap, and he's the best jolly player nice. Ever, I think we'll let him off. Because if you're going to have Murray lose to someone, it's got to be to him, because he's a top bloke. Right then, can we move on to the end of this podcast? Because I saw something.
Are we talking about Doctor Who yet?
Yeah, one last thing, right? Who news? This is the Twitter feed. Says that Spider-Man, Andrew Garfield, honoured by Doctor Who legacy, and this is what you alluded to last week, wasn't it?
Yes.
That was actually on Twitter. So that's it. I think. Mary.
Yes.
Have you survived?
Yes, very yes. much so.
Yeah. Have you survived enough to continue appearing on the show?
Yeah, I would
because
love to.
You have to be of a particular type of mindset to be on this podcast.
Well, have I shown that?
Mind?
Yes, I'd definitely say so, Mary. You fitted
very
in nicely.
Sorry, very sorry to say you have. I'm so sorry.
No, Adam, you're so sorry.
So sorry. So sorry.
Yeah, my only regret is if I can continue with you, that I can only give you like an hour on Monday mornings.
Yeah, that's fine. An hour is great. I'm just trying to get cracking on.
We're looking at possibly shifting 1 week doing it on Sunday, the next week doing it on Monday,
yeah,
to give the Australians some sleep.
Yeah, and then give you some sleep.
If you're open to doing that, that would be wonderful.
That's exactly what we're doing. So next time we record will be not Monday tomorrow, but the following Monday.
Yeah.
And then after that will be the following Sunday, and it'll be like that. So every for Sunday, Monday.
That's too confusing for me.
Oh, come on, Robert. I'll be telling you prior to the episodes. next week, listeners, we'll be reviewing, or trying to review, I should say, 42.
42.
I was so disappointed that it had nothing to do with Douglas Adams.
Hitchhiker's Guide to
And also Mary, right? An hour on the show on a Monday is longer than Ben's are able to provide us with.
Sure. Well, it's been an honour and a delight, so thank you.
I think he's actually back now. Is he back? What time is it? It's gone 10, isn't it? It was 7 minutes past 10. I'll send him a text.
No, it's 7 minutes past 5.
You shut
seven
up.
Minutes yeah, past 7.
Past 5 here.
Yeah, it's just seven past 5 past here.
5 here.
Are you home yet? ?
I've got to go out to the hardware store in a few minutes, and I've got to discuss our broken water heater with my wife.
You guys. Broken water heater. What's happened? What did you do?
This morning we discovered a puddle of water in the basement.
Oh,
magic!
Magic! Like that?
No.
I don't think Kirby's too happy with that either. Hey, Kirby.
So we're gonna look into getting one that's not a tank. One of those tankless ones.
Ooh, well, let me know how that works out, because I'm thinking about getting that too.
Yeah, we will.
Copycat.
And on that note, here at the 20 megabyte plumbing podcast.
Oh, I just got a new Third Doctor story that I'm looking forward to watching that I've never seen.
Oh, it's fun.
Which is
The Claws of Axos.
Oh, I like that one.
You haven't got that yet.
Despite dodgy costumes.
I heard Dr. Phil talk about it and decided, hey, I've got to see this one.
It's pretty good. Especially
no,
the change.
I totally agree.
Pigbin Josh. What's his name? Pigbin Josh?
Yeah.
Oh, Indeed. You know, the vamp on the bike.
Brilliant rendition of that one. Anyway, let's try and finish the podcast. Anyway, night, Alicia, darling. Have a nice pee-byes.
Shut up, Dad. Mm.
I'll tuck you in in a minute.
And please. Read a Doctor Who story to her.
And then the evil Dalek went exterminate.
It just was my bedtime story.
I've got a Doctor Who story you can watch at bedtime. It's called The Empty Child Doctor Dances.
If you dare, I will kill you.
Anyway, on that note.
Yes.
That's Ben.
It's Ben.
Texting.
It's Ben.
Hang on, it's Ben. No worries, Ben. But I am but sitting with my wife who's been away since Friday. How long are you going to be recording for? Hang on. No, 5 minutes.
Get him to come on. I want to see Ben.
Hang on, this is quite interesting. Let's see if I can get him on.
I like the Red Dwarf one with them.
There we go, Red Dwarf. That's much better. Julia would like to talk about Merlin.
Yes, Robert.
I love Merlin.
Sorry, Robert, didn't quite catch that.
When's Red Dwarf starting again?
Red Dwarf. I don't know. I think Red Dwarf's coming up. Red Dwarf. I'm not quite sure about that.
I'm just going to quickly go and brush my teeth and go.
Well, what is Red Dwarf?
It's a science fiction comedy program.
Fantastic science fiction.
Utter genius.
I'm totally unaware of it.
Back up. Because,
It's on Netflix streaming, Mary.
Is it? Then I will find it.
Yeah, imagine a mining ship where everyone gets killed except for one guy.
Yeah, and the cat.
He's asleep for, what, 3 million years? Something like that,
and then one hologram brought back.
Yeah, the only other people there are the cat, a cat who evolved
into a piss,
into a humanoid,
and a hologram.
Wow,
and Holly,
annoying crew member.
And this is funny.
And a robot eventually.
Yeah,
it is.
Okay.
Because the cats, so you know how cats love to groom themselves. Imagine a human being trying to groom themselves all the time and saying,
like, get stuck looking at himself in mirrors.
Yeah. And he said, how's that? Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to have to watch that. So I will find it.
Now that Netflix is available in the UK, are you going to get it?
It is available in the UK. No, I'm not going to get it because it costs £6 a month.
We don't have it here, though, Kirby. We don't have it here.
It costs £6 a month, so I'm not going to be getting it now.
Hello.
Let him answer.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Scheller.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I've got a very. We only got 5 minutes because this is going to cost.
I'm back, everybody. Just to let you know.
Joy.
I only have 5 minutes too.
Not on streaming
anymore.
How's the meeting all these celebrities going on?
Ah, Crichton.
Oh, yes, all very nice, thank you very much. The job is certainly there.
Who have you met? What celebrities have you met?
No one you'd have heard of because they're all sports people.
Don't forget to tell these celebrities, obviously, that at some point you had a dip in your career, and it was called the 20 Megabyte Doctor Who podcast.
Is
that a blip?
I said dip, not a blip.
I heard blip.
I've been called worse. Oh, dip.
So, have you missed us?
Probably not.
Oh. Yes.
Like the rose is Mr. Rain.
Oh.
Aww. Is that bad?
If I wanted to introduce to Ben, I'm
getting to bed.
Good. Our new regular lady host on the show, Mary Lang. Mary, meet Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hello, Mary. How are you?
It is such an honor to talk
place.
To you.
Nobody
can take your place, Ben. Ben? No, seriously, the honour is mine, yes.
Ben, if Adam could get you back, he would drop me like a hot potato.
No, I would not. Don't be so
Ben!
Yes.
Ben!
Yes, what, Alicia?
Why do you sound like you're stoned?
Because he's tired.
I'm taking the fifth on that one. because I have to talk quietly, Alicia, because I have my tired little wife and my tired bigger daughter upstairs asleep in bed, and if I talk too quietly, the wife will turn to me and tell me to shush.
Okay.
So if I'm quiet to start with, then I can avoid the glare and the shush off her, you see.
I do have a question for you, Ben. We just reviewed the Lazarus experiment. What did you think of that one?
Yeah, that was the Gattis one.
Gattis.
Yeah, the Mark Gattis one.
Gattis. I'm English. You can say how you want it, wherever that came from.
No. Yeah, no, that's how he says
Gattis. Oh, stop being so pedantic.
I watched that one on Watch, or whatever the channel was, a couple of weeks ago, actually.
Fetch.
Enjoyed it.
Fetch. Isn't it Fetch?
Never mind. Let him finish the sentence.
Yes, it was good. Yes, I like that one.
I was disappointed. I thought he was going to say, it was all right.
It's all right. I have a new catchphrase now. It was, yeah, that's all right. So, it was good. Yeah, like that one, yes. There's lots of fun in my brain.
Excellent. I'm glad you're still watching Doctor Who. Yeah.
I am, and I'm excited about the new series, apart from that I keep on remembering Stephen Moffat's really. How long was that? About 4 minutes? It didn't take long, did it?
No, obviously not.
I was thinking about Doctor Who the other day because I was thinking about the first Matt Smith episode, and I just think it didn't make sense, so I stopped thinking about it because it was annoying me. That's what I got.
Oh dear. Right.
And then I was commenting on your posts about Tom Baker. Don't think he'll come.
I noticed that.
That's the thing I forgot to mention about the rumour that Tom Baker's going to be in the 50th anniversary special. Yes, I forgot to mention that.
I'd love that.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so would I. To be honest with you, I think that it's more likely to get a stiffy in Susan Ball's bedroom than Tom Baker.
That's innuendo, Alicia.
And I'm not that dumb.
Anyway, obviously, Ben, we will get together, obviously, just me and you at some point, and do an episode together when we can find it.
And me.
No, not you. I want to make it appealing to Ben, not you know, between me and you.
Yeah, just a bit of one-on-one time, bit of Ben and Ad time.
Oh, yeah, a bit of us time, me and Ben.
And everyone else can come and join in at the end.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, good phone call for 5 minutes at the end of it. That's a good point.
Romance right there.
Shut up, you.
Well, Adam, there was an episode back when you guys were going to talk about Fear Her, but you didn't really want to talk about it. But at the end of your podcast, you added on a little Easter egg of you and Ben reviewing Fear Her.
Yes,
I do. Do you recall doing that?
I do recall doing that. Does Ben recall doing it? Is that what the question was, whether Ben recalls doing it?
No.
Well, what I wanted to say is, as much as you said that how much you hate Fear Her, that little bit that you and Ben talked about it, you both talked like you really liked it.
Ah.
Did I say I didn't like it, or did Adam say he didn't like it?
I can't remember.
No, you both did.
I thought I quite liked Fear Her, because it was Olympics.
I took the mickey out of it a little bit.
Yeah, but, Mary, I'll tell you something.
But it was David Tennant.
And it's Doctor Who, though, as well.
Well, that's true. But, I mean, the two of them were talking very positively about the episode, yeah, so I wondered where the negative attitude
We hadn't got quite into the swing of things by then.
That was quite okay. Right, it's all right.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
It's all right.
It's all right.
Anyway, it's at this stage,
but
listeners...
But you can't compare with the new episodes, though, can't you?
Well, there'd be...
No, what I mean is the episodes that come after that, you can compare them to the episodes before. You know, because we're still in the Tennant era then. You know what I mean?
Well, everything in the Tennant era was wonderful. The skies were blue. The weather was hot in England at the summertime.
Yes, true.
Man United used to win Premier League titles. Now, City win title. We're not going to win Wimbledon because of some Swiss genius. And more importantly, Stephen Moffat's still mucking up Doctor Who. Boo!
Anyway, on that note,
I'm starting to agree with Ben about Stephen Moffat.
Oh yeah,
well, Alicia, that's the wisest thing you've ever said.
I know. Why are you following at me?
She's a close follower of the Ben. Anyway, right. It's at this point that I must try and actually finish the show, because it's nearly 10:12 and I've got to get to bed. And thank you everybody for being on the show. And you, Ben. Mary, thank you. Everybody. All 50,000 of you, thank you for being on the show this week. Yes?
think my wife's fallen asleep.
Job done then. Yes, Alicia, quickly.
Why don't we all meet up?
Because we all live in different continents.
And it costs a lot of money.
Why don't you all come to England?
Because you don't live in England.
Is that called meeting in the middle?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Why don't we arrange our first annual conference in, I don't know, Jamaica, somewhere nice?
No, Switzerland.
Why Switzerland?
Because that's a neutral country.
There, Alicia.
I don't think so. Right.
But it's German.
Chocolate and cookie
Switzerland
drops.
Switzerland isn't German.
Switzerland's German, is it? Nice one, Alicia.
They speak German.
Do they?
Yeah, they speak Swiss.
Yeah, they also speak French.
German. Nice.
Flemish.
Alicia, you're thinking of Germans. They speak German.
I study German in middle school. I think I know where German is spoken, okay?
I think this is the longest 20 megabyte Doctor Who podcast ever.
It won't be, because it's going to be edited down quite substantially. Anyway, thank you, everybody. I'm going to end the show now. I've got my finger over the stop button. Oh, let's get it over the stop button.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm lying. Thank you, everyone, for being on the show this week.
Bye.
Lovely to hear from you, Ben.
Thank you, Mary.
And
bye, Germany.
Bye.
See you on Monday. Monday week.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Why do I put myself through this every bloody week?
I've been on 7 minutes and everyone's sorry.
Is a proud member of the Doctor Who Podcast Alliance. Doctor Who is the trademark of the BBC. No copyright infringement intended.